What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Hi there, my name is Susie Schuster.
And I'm Rich Eisen.
We're teaming up once again in the studio with our new podcast, Not Just Sports, with Susie Schuster and Rich Eisen on Podcast One Sports.
In case you're wondering what this show's about, sometimes we're not just sports.
Right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
And that we actually like being in each other's
we
company.
Do.
Enough to work together
I
and
think
have
so.
Three kids.
That's why we haven't spent enough time together that we're sitting here at Podcast One. So we're sportscasters and we're parents, so we'll talk sports and maybe parental guidance will be suggested every now and then.
I would hope so, because this is not an X-rated podcast.
No, that's correct.
This is a family-friendly podcast.
It is exactly that. So we're just going to be hanging out, talking sports and other stuff.
And I will try to educate you on all things in the NFL, because
thank
of
you.
Course, behind every great man is a greater woman.
That's correct.
There you go.
Join us every Wednesday exclusively on Podcast One.
Subscribe today if you know it's good for you on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com or download it on the new Podcast One app.
Racing, rides, people, and places. With your hosts, Brad Banjor, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast.
Shift and Steer, live from the main event hall at SEMA 2017. I'm Brad Fanshawe, and I'm going to introduce everyone else up here. Now, right next to me here is...
Hello, sir. I'm
hey,
Matt DeAndrea. How
Matt,
are you?
The moderator.
The moderator.
And that giggle that you always hear on our show that we know affectionately as...
Aaron Hagar.
Aaron the Cackler Hagar. Double A Ron. That's
cackle
what we call
like
him.
McCars.
A Ron.
A Ron.
Double A. Double A.
So, and our special guest this morning for the first show is none other than rock and roll legend Michael Anthony. Just
Yay!
Happens to be a big car guy, too.
Yes, sir. Rock and roll and cars. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
In
well,
case
I do
you
my
show.
Hands on both.
And in case they haven't heard, Michael
Wait.
Anthony, not only known for his days of Van Halen, Chickenfoot, The Circle, but he's headlining the big SEMA banquet along with Billy Gibbons, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Vaughn. So,
yep.
You know what? He's starting out a pretty adventurous week.
That's going to be a great way to kind of cap off the whole week awards thing.
It's yeah, well, that's not till Thursday night, and we're on the floor here now Tuesday.
Yes,
so
sir.
You got a day of walking around the SEMA show floor?
I'm going to try, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, you know, we have a thing that's it's comparable to SEMA called NAMM that we have in Anaheim, California every year, and it's the same craziness.
It's the music version.
Yeah.
The music. It's the music version of
SEMA, right?
It's the
music
version
of SEMA.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
Do you walk around and just take notes and be like, that's
you
cool,
know what?
I want
there,
one of those, I want
harder,
one of those?
There it's a little harder for me to walk around. I have to pretty much just kind of like go and do exactly what I need to do there, which kind of sucks because it's great to walk around and see all the stuff happening. Like, here, geez, I mean, there's some, I mean, you go away more confused than when you walked in this building. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, a friend of ours who we just met, he's a friend of a friend, but he said, so if I'm going to be here for one day, which he's only here for one day, he's like, where should I go? How do you answer that?
you know what? Tell him just to start walking aisles.
That's what I said. I said, well,
it's,
you kind of meander.
It's tough to do,
you
know? But it comes down to, like, what are you a fan of? Like,
yeah, and
if
and
you're
that's what,
a
exactly.
truck guy, start yeah. outside because trucks
yep,
are too
exactly.
big to get in the building, and South Hall,
yep.
right? But if you're a hot rod guy or a muscle car guy or street rod guy or a billet wheel guy like Brad.
Yeah, and, see? There's nothing wrong with that.
Wheels?
Central Hall has the cool stuff. And by the way, I like
to
say.
That's where I start. Central Hall.
Yeah. Central Hall.
We're going to be live here every day at SEMA thanks to Magnaflow.
Yes.
Magnaflow are innovators, that are pioneers by building the first real podcast stage here at SEMA indoors in Central Hall. And they built this incredible stage with a nice green room. And we've been trying to get SEMA to embrace this for years. And thanks to our friends at MagnaFlow, we're able to do this now. So
no, we do appreciate it. And everybody should thank MagnaFlow, because bringing us live here is, it's a big undertaking, Matt. I mean, like you said, I mean, there's a separate booth, a separate area, and all of the, you know, the technical part to just getting this going. Now, Aaron, Matt, have either of you had a chance to walk around and see anything yet? Because I know I haven't.
Oh, heck yeah. I've already taken, like, I don't know, 4,000 photos?
Of course you did.
Because we started yesterday.
On actual film. He's developing them all night.
Aaron, that your goodie bag's photos? Probably your goodie bag's probably full already, right? Back in your room. All his free, all the free goodie stuff.
Yeah.
He's no. One of the few guys that walks around with a wagon behind him to get swag.
I do not.
So this is going to be interesting.
Light today.
We're going to have to put together a big...
Oh, look out, look out!
Hey,
whoa!
Oh, my God.
They started that car.
Got hit.
They're driving like maniacs around here.
Mike, I got you. I pushed him out of the way.
Our booth is in the middle of everybody else's booth, and it's so loud.
We're not. So, yeah, you guys obviously aren't going to do another plug that you don't have to do, but there is a company. Well, maybe you could tell what kind of company it is that you can hear.
Right? Yeah.
All this rack. Think they get any quiet mufflers on that thing?
That's yeah. Right. So, Mike, you know what? You're a hardcore car guy. You're a musician, but... But you're a street rod, muscle car, exotic. So I know the first SEMA that you ever came to with me, your eyes were huge, and they haven't gotten any smaller. You still
no.
get excited.
I was like a chameleon or something. Each eye was going like a different way, trying to look at everything that was here. Because, you know, people, they come up and ask me, are you a Chevy guy, you a Ford guy, you like exotics, you don't, whatever. I like everything. I appreciate cars just for, you know, any car I look at, I can appreciate it for what it is. I mean, what's this in front of us here?
This is
the MagnaFlow giveaway car this week?
Yeah, that's the giveaway car.
That would be fantastic.
Where do I buy my raffle ticket?
This here is Chip Foose's newest creation, which obviously we're doing this live, so by the time you hear this, you'll miss it, but we'll get tons of photos because the car is phenomenal. But talking about what kind of car guy that you are, we've gone to your house. We filmed some stuff. We drove the Ferraris out there. But, like, in your driveway, you have, like, a Jeep
you
and
know,
a Ferrari.
I am, no, yeah. I,
he's well, got a full-blown
if
Prius.
If my wife had her way, I'd be driving the Jeep, and that's it, you know?
Yeah.
But no,
I'm saying,
I mean,
it's
I like a little
mix.
Bit of everything. The only thing that I don't like these days is the fact that I can't really work on the cars that I have like I used to. Like, when I first got into it, my father, he'd be, like, rebuilding engines on his cars, you know, 350 Chevy engine, and we could really get your hands in there. Now you kind of throw up the hood and go, okay, you know, call and make an appointment at the service.
I know the real reason why you can't work on your cars, because you share a warehouse with Brad. And Brad's stuff is probably blocking the door. You can't even get to your cars.
Wait. You share a warehouse with Brad? I thought those were all Brad's cars.
Yeah.
Brad?
Oh, yeah. No,
wait,
those
Brad,
are all
what
my
you been
cars.
Doing, Brad?
I haven't
what are you doing, Brad?
Shh, stay with me here.
Dude.
On this.
Dude.
You know that coach that I let you use and borrow once in a while?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, well,
no, we got to stick with the story. No, but... One thing about Mike is that he says, yeah, maybe your Ferrari or your Jeep or whatever you don't work on. But when it comes to, there's been many a times he's called me and gone, hey, I'm standing here out at the Hot Rod or the 57 Nomad. And he's going, you know, I'm doing this or doing that. Where would I, you know, get? So he's not afraid to dive in and do it.
No, I'm not. And then Brad tells me, he goes, no, just take the cap off the radiator to put the water in.
Yeah.
Water. No, but I do. I mean, I'm a hands-on guy, and that's everything that I do. You know, obviously music, you know, I got an elaborate stereo system at home, and it's not like I just, you know, put something together for me. Like, just have somebody build me a car. Like, I've got a couple of Boyd Coddington cars that I've had built. You know, I like to get in there if something goes wrong or whatever. I like to know everything that has to do with the cars and stuff that I own. You know,
I was going to ask you guys maybe back up a step and talk about how Brad, you and Mikey hooked up. It was back in the Boyd days.
Well, well, it goes back even farther than that, because their old road manager at Van Halen, Scotty Ross, he was with some other bands like Poison. And in my skateboard days, we worked with all those guys. We worked with everybody from the Stones to Poison. And so Scotty, who was Van Halen's road manager, kind of hooked Mike and I up, said, you guys got to meet each other, and brought you over to Boyd's.
Yeah. Yeah. And kind of at the same time, I was building this little custom dually truck thing that I was having a problem with, and I needed some help with. And I go, oh, Brad, great. You know, he's all, yeah, we'll help you out with that, because I wanted to make it a true dually, but I didn't want, you know, I was using half flares, and so we had to do something custom to suck the wheels in, the wheels and tires in.
Narrow the rear end.
And
yeah.
I remember the first time I went over to Boyd's shop over in Stanton, and I met Brad, and he goes, hey, well, let me show you around the place first. And the first room he takes me in is the finishing room, right? And here's the chameleon again.
Yeah. Eyes are gone, color in chrome.
And I'm going, is that for sale? Is that for sale? Hey, can you build me one of those?
Brad's like, it's better to build than to buy, right? That's the total
and I
opposite.
And they built me a 33 Roadster just out of that first meeting, I think.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
Brad,
the
salesman.
That got planted for that. Now,
well,
how,
it's like I always say, cars? I couldn't build one for myself, so I just built it vicariously through Mike. You
how
know?
Many how many cars have you guys built
through
together?
My checkbook.
Well, Mike has had the 33, and then, you know, the Fire Roadster, and then the Hellfire 40, which is a convertible 40, and then your 57 Nomad we bought at Barrett Jackson. Yeah. We went up on stage, bought that, and then he went through that front to back.
Yeah.
And then we bought the Shelby, too, at Barrett Jackson.
Yeah,
we did.
That was actually the first time I went to Barrett Jackson was early 2000s, and all my friends were saying, hey, you know, you go to that auction, you're going to come back with a car, and sure enough, I come back with a 69 Shelby GT500 convertible that I bought for my wife. Or that's what she bought for his wife.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
Now, that's an easy way to get you pushed through.
I put her name on the plate, you know.
Shelby Sue on the plate.
My wife?
Yeah, wife.
Wife, you put that on the plate? How many of these cars do you still have? The Nomad, the...
I have all of them. I don't have a huge collection, but I love all the cars that I do have.
But you have the right collection.
You know, I'm not one of these guys that buys and sells and, I'll get rid of this and I'm going to pick up one of these. Anytime I've ever sold a car, there are tears literally in my eyes when I see that thing leaving my house.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's a couple cars
them.
That...
Brad doesn't.
No, I know, I don't. Yeah, but there's a couple cars that Mike's gotten rid of that he regrets to this day,
sir.
And there's one in particular.
Don't say it, Brad.
B400. And it was a car that we built at Boyd's. It was incredible and of really rare body style.
Wow.
And we built this car for another customer, and then it came back in. We redid it. Mike bought it.
And we redid it even a little bit more.
Yes. And when Mike sold it, I almost bought it. And I
Again?
Kicked myself
Wait,
to
sold
this
it twice?
Day. Because I could have sold it back to him for even more now.
And I
where
got,
is it
and
now?
I actually have a line on where that car might be right now.
Oh, you do?
But I have a feeling buying it back is going to be a little
cost
bit,
you more than
a little bit more, yeah. But I mean, it was
well,
a beautiful,
Aaron will
it was
buy
a beautiful
it, and
car.
Then no one will know. By the way, how do you and Mikey know each other?
Yeah, how'd you guys meet?
He was my babysitter when I was when I was what 13? No, 15. I think Dad joined the band when you in 85, right?
Yeah.
So I was 15. So he was my babysitter when I was 15.
Wow.
Oh wait, no,
wait,
we
that
can't.
That doesn't sound
wait,
right.
Yeah, we can't say that. We can't right. even joke either. About that stuff
no,
these days.
It's kind of funny because when Sammy first joined the band, I remember the first time going up to Northern California over to their house up there. And Sammy going, yeah, well, look at this is some of the stuff my son Aaron's painted, and you were doing some work with was it Spielberg or somebody you were? Doing?
Oh, I wish no, I was doing makeup effects and prosthetics, making monsters
but
basically.
But he showed me
like
stuff that you had painted, whatever. And I'm going, wow, what a talented guy.
Oh, thank you. Dad was bragging about it back
what
then.
What happened? What
wow,
happened, Aaron?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't brag anymore.
Ron,
oh, even
what
I do. Oh, yeah. I moved on to hard shell monsters. Yeah, I'm not doing soft shell monsters anymore.
The thing about the SEMA show is it makes every grown man kind of become a kid again.
Totally.
Because it's like a kid in a candy store.
Totally.
And it's like when Mike was pulling in this morning and he told me, man, I'm hitting a bunch of traffic. I got to get parked. I'm like, Mike, you kind of got to put blinders on and come right to the stage because we got to get on stage. And because I know what happens, Mike. I mean, you know, first of all, your fans see you. But second of all, you see things that you're fan of, like car parts. Cars, builders, everything, right?
Yeah, that's the problem, you know, trying to make it to the stage here because I got to walk through all of this other stuff to get here. And again, you know, I'm looking at everything.
Yeah. It's Jeez. Like I'm a big fish and everything here is a shiny thing. And
one
I
thing,
just,
one thing,
yeah, I just.
One thing I've never been to here at SEMA, though, is the, which will happen, I guess, Friday. Is it the Ignited? What's the thing?
Oh, the Ignited, the after show.
Oh,
yeah.
The after show. Which people tell me you gotta come out to watch, like.
It's the public car show. It's all the cars here on the floor. They fire up and they drive across the street, and becomes a big public car show.
And that's the best part is because you get to see these cars that are sitting static actually drive.
You get to see them run out of fuel.
Yes, exactly.
Also, they don't just go from the carpet to the trailer.
Instead of the carpet to the trailer.
The rules are all the cars that are in the building can only have like a drop of gas, enough to get it in and out of the building.
Right.
But when there's a line of 400 cars trying to get across the street, somebody's going to run. The first year they did the C-Magnita thing, which was great, but it was at Link.
Oh, that's
It was at Link. And there was such a traffic jam. It took 2 hours to get cars.
I'll tell you something.
Dudes on the side of the road with
quarters of them.
Well, I'll tell you. Jimmy Shine and Billy Gibbons were late because they ran out of gas coming over for that exact reason.
There you go.
So this year I'm proud to announce that Shift and Stare has a refueling station. It's $17 a gallon.
But we'll be $170 a gallon.
I'll take 20s with no change. Yeah.
But it's better than being embarrassed.
There's a 3 gallon minimum and a 5 gallon maximum.
Exactly.
It's all going through. Yeah.
So, hey, one of the other things that are happening here, and we touched on it, that I want to hear, Mike, because, Mike, there's a huge concert going on. First time ever at SEMA.
Yeah.
It's part of the awards banquet. Now, they've had Jay Leno and Bill Ingvall and, I mean, all kinds of people, but they've never had a band like this, an all-star band.
Yeah, if you want to see some real comedy. You know what? This is actually a band that we kind of put it together some years back and did this one other time.
It's about 10 years ago.
10 years ago at the Peterson Automotive
Museum. I was there for that.
And it worked out really well. And
everyone except for that Vaughn guy.
I've heard that.
Brad called me and said that they were trying to put something together. I don't know. Who was spearheading this? You, Tony Thacker, I know, is involved with it.
Yeah, Tony Thacker and I are working with SEMA. And then Billy was really instrumental because with our former co-host, which we're missing to death this year because Pete's no longer with us.
That is one of the reasons we are doing it's going to be a tribute to Pete, this concert.
Yeah, I mean,
Pete Sepores.
Pete and I tried to do it last year. You guys tried desperately to clear your schedules. It couldn't happen. So when we reached out to Billy and said, Billy, make this happen, Billy reached out to Beck and to Vaughn, and I reached out to Michael, and we all talked, and then it just happened. It was just like everything aligned perfectly. I think Pete's up there with the chess markers, and he's putting it all in line. And then recently, I flew back to St. Louis to meet up with you and Billy.
Yeah, ZZ Top was opening up for us in St. Louis a few weeks back, and Brad flew out, and Billy and I, we kind of put together on a napkin.
We put
together a set list of some songs that we'd like to do. You know, obviously, Billy, Jeff Beck, and Jimmy Vaughn are, you know, great blues guys, especially Jimmy Vaughn. And I said, no, we got to get some rock in there, too. So there's going to be a little bit of blues, but there's going to be a lot of rock at this thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show.
Good, good.
Now, you guys are playing, but you said that there's another band. Vaughn's band's playing a couple songs.
The Tilt-A-Whirl is the backup
band.
Okay. Yeah. And they're going to kind of open it up?
They will. I think what it is they're going to open it up with a few selections.
Okay.
And then Jeff, Billy, and I will kind of wander up on stage, and all hell's going to break loose at that point.
Good. I'm excited.
Literally,
it's gonna be fun.
Hell could break loose.
You know what's really cool about it is the variety of people that have approached me just since I've been here and said, so that concert, man, it's going to be good. I've never been to the banquet. I bought a ticket. And hate to say, because my friend Larry Callahan, who runs the ProTouring.com site, we do his T-shirts every year, and we print them at Bonspeed. And Larry called my wife, and he said, tell Brad thanks a lot. And I go, and she goes, what's wrong? And he goes, well, my banquet sales are down by like 75%. And I go, why is that my fault? And she goes, well, because of that concert that's going on. Everybody's going
there.
It's
the same night.
So it's the same night. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm just one cog in the wheel.
Brad, you jerk.
What's the room capacity of?
Pardon me?
What's the room capacity?
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty big. It's at the
Westgate.
It's
huge.
Oh,
I mean,
good.
They sit those tables 10 to 12 people, and there's got to be 300 tables.
And you can't walk in between the tables.
Yeah.
So it's actually going to be a pretty big room.
Brad and I were there in the room last night for Chevy's press event.
Yes.
It's massive.
And they're setting it up festival seating this year, too.
So it's not like the old days, Mikey, but, you know, it's kind of the current flavor.
Well, okay. Well, as your dad would say, 50,000 watts of power.
There you go. Hey, you know what I want to do right now, Matt?
Yeah.
Is we should thank our host today, Magnaflow, for getting us
this
stage.
I thought you were going to thank me.
I was going to thank you, too. Yeah,
thank Matt.
But no, Magnaflow for getting us this stage. And I know these shows are going to just keep growing and growing. And, you know, first day of the show, everything's going. Probably by Thursday, we'll... Standing room,
you know,
only.
Floor space.
Oh, I see. That's
ball.
Why you put me on the first day, right?
We needed a draw. We needed a big draw on the first day,
yeah.
Mikey.
Floor space at the SEMA show is always a premium, and companies fight for that space. And Magnaflow pulled it off where they got two booths in their space, and they built us a whole separate area, which is great, as well as a bunch of other podcasts that will be coming out here through the week. But we'll be doing, again, Shift and Steer. So we've got, I don't know, four episodes coming out this week. And an episode of
Man Seeks Adventure. Yeah. And Man Seeks Adventure on Wednesday.
The little brother of Shift and Steer.
Yeah.
I'd say a nephew,
hey,
but
thanks,
okay.
And thanks for bringing that up, because Man Seeks Adventure, I didn't hear you, Aaron. What was that?
I said more like a nephew, but that's okay. Yeah.
Redheaded stepchild podcast.
Hey, my wife's a redhead. What are you talking about?
One of those kids in the basement.
So, hey, no, but on Wednesday right here at 11 to 12, Man Seeks Adventure will be doing their show. And we've got our friend and guest, Tom Green, coming over, the comedian.
Yeah.
And musical guest, Elvis Monroe, hilarious. Be playing live right up here on the stage. So, yeah, why don't you bring your bass, Mike?
Oh, you're having your own concert, huh?
Yeah, man. We got to have a pre-concert.
I hear Tom Green just stares.
He's what?
He just stares. He doesn't really talk much. He just stares at
you. He wears a funny sweater.
That's perfect
for
podcasting.
That'll make for some good conversation.
Yeah. Some good podcasting. A guy who stares and wears a funny
sweater. He's going to stand up here. We're going to make fun of him.
He's all.
So, no, but he started a... I like that look.
That was the Tom Green look.
I know, right? I adopted it.
But he started a residency over at Bally's and this week. So we're getting him the week that he starts. So he can talk about how great it is, get everybody pumped up. And you know what else? We're giving away some free passes to the show.
Wow.
So come on over.
That's funny because Aaron and I were like, how do we get passes to that Tom Green show?
You know what he said?
Stare down.
He said, if anybody wants passes, you know, VIP, backstage, everything like that, I go, nah, none of my guys are interested.
So. Man. Well, Mikey, do you drive? Do you ever get on the track? Do you ever race? Do you ever do any autocrossing?
Dad keeps him too busy.
You know, yeah, his dad keeps me too busy playing music. No, you
I
know,
mean, being
I'm,
a car
yeah,
guy,
yeah, we've been to,
sometimes
we've been
you get
to,
a track
you know,
day.
A couple places like out in Palm Springs where they have the...
out of Thermal?
Oh, at Thermal, you know.
Yeah. You have been
there. We stopped by there when we flew in, yeah, but, you know, we will accept any offers to go out on any tracks to, you know...
Well, North Carolina, did you guys drive the tandems out there on the track?
The what?
North Carolina, did you guys drive the tandems out there, those
three-wheelers? Yeah, we were in North Carolina. We were doing... a big outdoor show there, and we went, and there's this tandem. It's a three-wheeled vehicle that we all got to drive out there on the track, which was a lot of fun.
I had dinner with David last night, and he built one with a supercharged V8.
Oh, really?
A four-wheeler version.
I don't know if I'd want a supercharged V8 in one of those.
Oh, right? Dude, he said it's nuts. He used other...
Yeah. So we try, you know, as often as we can get out somewhere, but a lot of times, you know, we're kind of in and out of a city, and the offers do come in, but it's kind of like, oh, my God, you know we got a plan, and we're blowing out of town.
Hey, Mike, now, did you know that Larry Dixon, Top Fuel three-time champion that's been on our show, that he's here with a big debut this weekend? Did you guys know this?
Right.
Oh, what's Larry got going on?
Let me just tell you, you could get your Top Fuel license with Larry. He has a brand new dragster over at the Traxxas booth that is a dual dragster. You ride in a Top Fuel dragster.
Right.
And when he was developing this, he started a couple years ago, and he said to me, I go, so you're going to tune it down? He goes, hell no, it's going 300 miles an hour.
Oh. Wait a minute. So you ride shotgun with Larry Dixon because I've seen his
literally.
Car explode. I've seen his car bust in half. I've seen his car spin around and do a 360 in the middle of the track and keep going.
He's got a good policy.
This is the right
it's
idea?
It's a thrill ride. It's like the podcast that we do over at Bond Speed Media, which is Dixon's Wild Ride.
Yeah, you know what? It'd be great because, I mean, you've seen it happen at the track when Larry's racing. You can actually be in the car when it happens.
Yeah.
First First-person point of view.
Larry Dixon's waiver for this just says, ha, 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 sign here.
It says, sucker.
It says, detached retina insurance.
It's a laughing, crying, laughing emoji, and then that's it.
Well, you can ask him, because he's going to be on the show on Friday, so you can ask him.
Good, we're going to
razz
him.
Because it sounds wickedly fun, because
absolutely.
You are riding behind him, and so you are you have the motor right behind you. You know, I mean, it's like, Larry's no fool. Yeah. He goes, hey, man, I'm going to get a little space between me and that power plant.
Now, I'm sure you're going to go over all this when Larry's here, but where is this going to happen? Where is he's got a place where
he's going to have to tell us. But
here in Vegas? God, what a better place, man, to do something like that in Vegas.
I mean, there
Pomona
are some thrill rides,
cool.
But
we're right next to Top Golf. You know?
It's called Nitro
right
Times.
Hit a bucket of balls and then go blow up in a car with Larry Dixon.
Damn!
Come on,
you can't say
like
blow up in a car.
Like a good time
you know
to
what?
Me.
When you look at Larry's Nike. Website, and you're right, Matt. He's got the shot. He's proud of the fact that he's up in the air, upside down. So maybe it could be you and Larry upside down.
Listen, he's a cat. He's got
like
nine
waves.
Lives. He walks away from everything. I don't think I would.
See, that's the key right there. He'll walk away from everything.
He'll walk away.
The planet that way, because he's got to, you know, he's got to be able to have the next person come ride shotgun with him.
Hey, Mike, you want to ride in that?
Hell get your no. Ride.
Come on.
I'd do it. I'll do it.
I'm kind of, I'd be interested.
I could do a little cackle festing with him if you want.
Hey, and right in front of the stage right now is Evel Knievel.
Yep, there you go.
There he is.
I'm ready I'm ready to jump in this MagnaFlow giveaway 32 right here and do a few laps.
So weird, because Evel Knievel's dead.
I know, but he's still walking around. That's how exciting SEMA is. It brings him up and sends him out.
And then brings him back again.
Oh, so, you too. Thank goodness you're on that side of the table.
This is the first episode of our coverage from SEMA. We've got some more cool stuff.
I mean, it started yesterday, right?
It started today.
First day.
It's actually the first day.
Yeah. Technically.
And look at all the... at all the people here tonight.
Look at the humanity.
I mean, the place is already like jam-packed. And when we do the NAMM convention, the music convention in LA, it's like the weekends are obviously, well, this goes up to the weekend, but you got your couple days where it's totally packed. And other than that, it's like this thing is like overflow every day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
Yeah. I think they said, you know, Kasima's in the convention center, and then it bleeds into the hotel, there's booths, and the parking lot, there's booths. There's over a million square feet under roof, and then all the other parking lots. And I think last year and the year before, they were getting 165,000 people running through here.
Yeah, it's like
plus
medium.
You have Apex.
It's like medium high viscosity right now, but you know, medium by tomorrow, high. Thursday.
Well, what I want to know is when will it spill far enough to where it gets to the first gentleman's club? Because then I'll come back.
Yeah, soon. Soon, yeah.
SEMA does go there too later at night. It does.
Oh, SEMA after hours. Hey, I've heard of that.
SEMA after
I've
hours.
Heard of that. I've only heard of it though.
Shift and Stare after hours is coming next year.
Uh-oh.
So
you would be surprised how many of these parties end a little early.
Mike, do you have a new project on the brain? Do you have a car you want to work on or a car you want to get? Or are we all just going to go to Barrett Jackson and see what happens? Have some cocktails,
well, you know,
get some
I
fun.
I am planning on going to Barrett Jackson. I have not been there, God, I think a couple of years now in Scottsdale, which is actually the one to go to because it pretty much sets the tone for the year. But I'm planning on going, and usually my wife and I, Sue, we go out with Brad and his wife and a few other people and have a great time and just, you know. Look, right now I'm not really looking to build anything, but you never know because you take a look and all of a sudden you see that one car that you want and... Then I'm on my hands and knees begging my wife.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I think as you get older, too, you start to go back in time and try to chase those early cars or your first car. Or, you know, everybody I've talked to lately, they're chasing an early car from their life, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of people, it's like, you know, same thing with me. You grow up and you see these cars or whatever. And when I was a lot younger, I couldn't afford anything but you know, a beat-up Renault that I owned, you know.
But they still have the cars. I've seen them. They're like 10 grand.
Yeah.
A little Renault car.
Oh, shoot. Well, hey. With
Aaron's
with
the
what
master
your dad
of the sub-$10,000 car.
Finance one.
I am.
Really
I'll tell you a little secret, though. You can always tell when Mike's got his eye on a car over at Barrett Jackson. Because first he'll go, Brad, let's go look at this car. Then he'll walk up to the skybox and he'll go, Sue, did you need another cocktail? And then, Sue, did you need another cocktail?
Yeah.
And as it gets closer to the number coming across the stage, he's like, hey, have a couple more cocktails, Sue. And then...
You're such a pusher, an enabler.
Well, let's see. But that it worked. The last car that I bought at Bear Jackson was my 57 Nomad, and it kept getting like that, you know, a couple more cocktails. And the thing that clinched it was when I told her, God, you know how great our dogs would look in the back of that thing cruising the beach? Boom! Next thing I was bitten
on
it.
Oh, that was
Come
it.
On.
Now, I think the year after it didn't work. You had your eye on something else, and she was like, no. And you're like, how do we get that after? And then maybe we were even looking at four GTs at a point.
Well, he's got his four GT.
Yeah, I know you got your GT.
But there have been a couple of cars that, you know, she gives me that no effing way look, and I go, well, I'll just have a cocktail then.
Yeah, just have a cocktail.
It's the single seater. She says no. Yeah.
I think he's starting to lean now towards, you know, the grandkids would love this. You know?
Yeah.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
She'll go for that.
Write that down.
Granddaughter would look good in this car with us.
No, you take her with and you go, oh, she fell in love with it. We got to buy it now.
Yeah, it's nice. They'll have fun. There's no roof on it. It's got I-beam suspension. How safe could it be? Come on.
It's a Le Car.
Yeah.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, not a big Barrett Jackson car there. It's the Le Car.
Yeah.
So, well, Brad, what's your next move?
The Turbo 2 version is.
Yeah. My next move is to build.
Build.
I've got a couple projects that I've had sitting for a while and got to get them done. I've got my 67 Chevelle already on a body dolly, and I have my 69 Camaro in bare metal. Sitting there with the crate motor sitting in front of it. So if I don't get those done in the next year, one of them done in the next year, I should have my official car guy card revoked.
Revoked. What about you, Aaron? What's your next move? Buy or build?
Weight control. I think I'm gonna try to drop 30. So that should be my only focus.
How do you
focus.
Do that? You just lose a Mini Cooper and eat less?
Yeah, hey, well, that's the problem is I need 20 more horsepower on my Mini Cooper, and there's no room to put anything except me. So less of me, faster Mini Cooper.
That's
well,
how
Matt,
you make a Mini Cooper faster.
Let's throw it to you. Are you going to finish your Fox Body or finish your other Fox Body?
Okay, so the plan is
or
Fox
just
Body
have
1.
A Foxy Body.
Fox Body 1. Driving by January.
Which was debuted here last year, and
so
you still haven't driven it yet.
Like a year. Like, who's talking?
Wait, virtual driving or actual driving?
I've had lots of cars
driving.
That have made it to SEMA and drove away, not pushed away.
Yeah, okay, now you've officially heard it, people. These Shift and Steer guys are all just full of hot air, okay?
That's what makes it a great show.
January, the red car is going to run. It won't really be done.
Whatever happened to that white one?
That's
it's now blue.
That's next. We'll do that
that's
next.
Yeah. One of these days.
Oh, man.
So what do you have any other projects in mind?
Me?
Yeah.
You know.
Or are two Fox bodies just enough?
No, actually. So Adam Carolla is more of a collector race car, you know, like Monterey auction kind of car.
Yes, you buy vicariously through Adam.
Yeah.
And I get to stand by you.
There with you. Yeah, it's a big money there.
Man.
But now he's seeing, like, some of the stuff that's getting machined, and he's actually seeing my Mustang coming together, and he's starting to appreciate the idea of being able to pick your own stuff. And there's some very high-end builders like what Jonathan Ward's doing with his Icon Broncos and what Singer is doing with those Porsches.
Right.
Right? So Adam's idea is maybe doing a Z car, but to that level. And so...
Like a zinger?
Yeah, like a zinger. Like a zinger. Oh, Brad's got jokes. But so we might... I don't know if Adam wants to do it, but I think he kind of wants one of us in the shop to do it. Because he kind of like
wants to watch
and oversee. So I'm talking with our guy, Sean, who's our fabricator in the shop. He's really good. And he and I are kicking around the idea of if we do it, we might want to make it all-wheel drive.
That'd be cool.
And do like an all-wheel drive Z car with a crazy
really
turbo engine in it, you know?
It'd be cool, yeah.
That Definitely sounds cool. expensive. Mikey, you
it
should
does.
Do it.
It does.
Hey, wait, now why do you always look at me when it comes to that'll be expensive?
Because you have that a job. Be, the rest of us don't have jobs.
Because my budget's under 10 grand,
well,
obviously.
You know what? Yeah. Well, I've been getting with Mike is... you know, for those of you that don't know it, a year ago up in Monterey, Matt and I spent a lot of Adam's money buying that Paul Newman Porsche.
Yeah.
That must have been exciting.
It was exciting to do, and it happened very fast. The hammer price was $4.4 million, and all in it's like $4.84. But last week, Paul Newman's Rolex, which was supposed to go between $5 and $10
million,
set a world record most expensive watch ever sold, $17.8
million. Holy cow.
So,
can you imagine that?
Wow.
Now, with the car setting basically a record, I mean, that was an expensive car, and now the watch, I really believe that $5 million car is worth at least $8 million. I mean, think about it. If we took that to Monterey this year...
With the watch.
That'd be nice. We would realistically set up $8 million reserve with an $8 to $10 million catalog estimate, right?
Wow.
So Adam went back to the shop. We have... four of Paul Newman's helmets and a couple of his driving suits all framed, hanging on the wall. You've guys seen them. I walked in, and they're gone. And I'm like, what's going on? What happened to all this
Adam
stuff?
Adam said, I'm buying a house in Malibu.
No. Adam, the guy in the shop goes, Adam walked in. He saw everything on the wall. And after the watch sale, he's like, we don't have sprinklers in the building yet. He took everything down and put it in the safe.
Oh, wow.
Until they they're getting the sprinkler guys coming. And then I got the insurance adjuster coming in to up his game. You know, because everything's higher. Like, it just changed the market.
I mean,
if I was Adam, I'd be like, when we were restoring that 930, we found a Rolex under the seat.
Yeah.
And it's inscribed with...
It said, his personal Rolex is from his wife. And it said, drive carefully, me, from Joanne Woodward. And be like, it could be like,
no, we drive carefully,
said, drive
you.
Carefully again.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it'd be like, wow, what a miracle. It was found under the seat, you know.
But, yeah, that was pretty
That's
exciting. We watched the auction live at the studio for the watch. And we had the car on display in New York with the watch.
Wow.
There. Oh, but they had this really cool display. You might have seen this, okay, being the watch guy, Brad.
Being the watch guy.
Hublot has a display machine they call the Raptor. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I have not.
So it's kind of new. And I think they patented it. They had it on loan from Hublot. So it's a podium. It's about 3 feet high, maybe 12 by 12. The watch sits on the top of it. There's like a flat screen in the front. And the watch is just on display with no shell around it, no glass case.
No force field, nothing?
As soon as you get your hand near it, it sucks in into the ground. It sucks into the display really fast, and the top covers it.
It's like a Rolls-Royce hood ornament.
It's kind of like the Rolls-Royce hood ornament, but it goes really fast. And people were there, and they kept dodging their finger like a cobra, and it kept sucking into the thing. And it goes real fast and snaps shut.
Oh,
the whole thing's called the Raptor. It's on Instagram. Like the
That's
auction
cool.
house they put
I'll
it,
have to go check
and people
that
are
out.
Like. Doing the watch is shooting down. Uh-huh, it's really kind of cool. I don't feel like we need to do that for everything, for the helmets and the rise driving suits, the cars.
We can have a
suck
stage.
Into the ground.
People come
Obviously
close. Jewelry. We get sucked down into the ground.
Right?
We should do it with Mikey.
Right? Yeah. If you get too close to Mikey, he sucks into the ground.
Hey.
So,
hey, you know what? We got to wrap up the show because we can't talk all day. We'll be here every day, 10
you know,
to 11.
We need to walk around and look at some cars.
That's right. Mike needs to walk around and look at some cars.
But I'll tell you what. This is the first day we're here at SEMA. As you're listening to the show, you know, next week or whatever, just know we're going to have more shows coming out. Tomorrow we have my friend Joe Bacall, who's a great Baja racer and cancer survivor. He's teaming up with actor Mark Paul Gosselaar on a project. And I raced with Mark Paul. He is fast. He's legit.
Wow.
You think he's all Saved by the Bell, but he's legit on the course. I talked to him last night. He's flying in to come in, do a show with us, and then they're leaving. So that'll be great.
And we pull them all in.
You mentioned Larry Dixon's coming in.
Larry Dixon, Jimmy Shine.
Jimmy Shine's
the guys from Wheeler Dealers, Ant and Mike Brewer coming by.
And our friend Justin Osmer, who's the head of marketing at Xbox and Forza Motorsport, so we can geek out a little bit on video gaming and the technology those guys use. They laser scan.
You know firsthand, don't you?
To put it in the game, and it's authentic. They go and they studied with I forgot what college it was, like an MIT, to test tire grip. so they could simulate that in the game.
Yeah.
Like, of course they
know more
do.
About serious. Tire grip.
It's getting crazy.
They
all
know more about tire grip than the tire companies do because they've never had to test it to that level. Because
virtual reality has to be
really cool
real.
Stuff. So we're excited about everybody that's coming on this week.
Oh,
so,
yeah, absolutely.
Listen over the next couple of weeks, I guess.
Yeah, so what have we learned at this episode? We have learned that this was the first show of this year, that we are missing Pete Chaporis, who was with us in the past. I
Aaron
gotta
needs
say
to
that.
Lose 30 pounds.
Got to say that. Aaron has to lose 30 pounds. That Matt is got two fox bodies to finish. I have two muscle cars.
He needs
finish.
To put his arm around each one.
Michael has to buy a car this year that will exceed Adam Carolla's purchase that we made on
for
his
the grandkids. For the grandkids.
Yeah. So you got to go $5 million at least. Okay,
I've got a car for you, Mikey. I've got a car for you.
Mike.
Don't worry about it.
You can do it.
I'm going to need to do something to supplement my income here.
Well, you are. You're doing the concert
here.
Yeah,
you're doing a
concert.
By
the way, Michael Anthony is going to be doing the concert at the SEMA Banquet. So go over and see him along with Billy Gibbons, Jimmy Vaughn, and Jeff Beck. And, guys, I mean, I'm excited. MagnaFlow has us here. We are rocking the stage every day at 10. Where can they find us online, Matt?
Check us out at shiftandsteer.com and all of our social media, Shiftsteer Media. Follow our man. See, Aaron's going to be taking all the pictures.
Tons of photos.
So,
I got a new phone. I'll be taking all the pictures.
Yeah, so do that. So follow it. Where are? What's your Instagram?
I think it's just my name. I forget.
It's Aaron Hagar.
Yeah, it's just Aaron Hagar.
Aaron Hagar.
Just Google us. Google any of us.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Double A Ron.
But everybody, go to Instagram and follow Shiftsteer Media because we post so much more on Instagram than even on our Facebook or our Twitter. Even though we do that, if you're a Twitter or a Facebook guy, we put some stuff up there. But Instagram's easy, isn't it, Aaron?
Oh, I love Instagram, yeah.
But you're going to do big galleries on Facebook, right? You're going to submit a big photo
gallery. I usually tag Facebook and everything goes over there anyway.
Yeah,
so.
Good.
And when Aaron reads books, it's picture books.
Yeah. My wife reads the books to me in the car. It's awesome. She reads, I listen, and I drive. It's great.
Oh, it's live action.
It's a perfect relationship.
Probably, yes. Especially after SEMA, though, you guys are going to be posting all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. You guys are falling in love with your teacher.
Yeah.
Hey.
And, Michael, thanks for getting up early and coming over and doing the show this morning, man.
Getting up early? What do you mean? I'm up at the crack of dawn every morning.
Thank you, Mike.
I know, except for today.
You know, it was my pleasure talking to you guys. It's great to be here at SEMA, and hopefully I'll be able to get out and look, see something here. God, it's so big. It's like, well, I'm going to start here in this hall, though.
Yeah, this is the hall.
Center halls. That's,
grab Fanshawe, go for a tour.
That's a place to start.
However, I do want to ask, are you guys, after the SEMA banquet, of course, are you getting back with Sammy? Are you going on tour? Is there anything coming up that people
can
go
see? Our band, The Circle, we've been out on tour this past summer and playing all over the U.S., and We unfortunately postponed some shows in Florida because of the hurricane down there. And so pretty much next week we're going to be back in Florida making up those shows and trying to kind of help the people heal themselves after the hurricane.
And you're going to be on tour for the rest of...
We'll be on tour through probably mid to late November, and then everybody will break over the holidays. We'll be back at it.
All right. Well, as soon as you hear the show, check it out. Go get tickets to see The Circle.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mike will hook you up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's it. That's a wrap on our show.
I don't have privileges.
I'm Brad Fanshawe.
And Matt DeAndrea.
Aaron Hagar.
And Michael Anthony over here.
That's right, Michael Anthony. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks,
we'll be
guys.
Back tomorrow at 10.
Thanks,
thank you, folks.
If you like this show, also listen to Man Seeks Adventure and Dixon's Wild Ride. You can find Man Seeks Adventure at manseeksadventure.com.